From livingoverexisting.com, this is The Low Podcast, an audio outlet for women entrepreneurs and founders who want to build a successful business without sacrificing the life she desires. Each week, we interview incredible women from different industries and backgrounds on their journey to success, how they are living on purpose, pushing past fear, and managing their lives around entrepreneurship. Turn the volume up and get ready for honest conversations on what it's really like to be a female entrepreneur. I'm your host and founder of Living Over Existing, Alicia Robertson. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Living Over Existing podcast. So 2020, we all know, has been a crazy year, from elections to a pandemic to racial injustice. Like, 2020 has been one of those years that I feel like our kids are going to read about in a history book and then come to us and say, this has to be a joke. Like, can you believe like all of this actually happened in one year? And unfortunately, we'll be able to say that we lived through it. So needless to say, 2020 has been one of those years that is definitely going to go down in the books. But while this year has been crazy and just, you know, wildly unpredictable on so many different levels, I have been trying to focus on the good that has come out of this year. So back in February, I launched my very first in-person event called Mind Body Brand, which was amazing. And we've hit some really big milestones as far as our membership community in the Low Collective, and I've gained a lot of clarity. And 2020 has definitely been the year where I have committed to like really putting myself first and taking care of myself. So one of the things that has gotten me up into this point, and I'm recording this on December 1st, is focusing on the good that has happened and trying, you know, not so much to dwell on all the craziness that has been literally still going on around us. So for this week's episode, I wanted to just share four big lessons that I have learned over the course of this year that really relate back to both business and life. And also, I wanted to share just a little sneak peek of like what I'm really looking forward to in 2020 or in 2021 as we're going into the new year. So the first lesson that 2020 has taught me is success is in your commitment to show up consistently. So I've talked a lot about consistency on this podcast, and that's because I truly believe that if you want to be great at anything, so if you want to reach your desired level of success, if you want to be known, you know, as the go-to person in your industry, then you have to be consistent. So every single time that I have shown up consistently this year, I have completely like knocked my goals out of the park. And every time that I have slacked off and I've done things at like the bare minimum of my capacity, I didn't hit my goals at all. So I think that says a lot about showing up and being consistent. And the key with consistency, though, is that you have to be willing to continue to show up even when you feel no one else is watching. And that's really one of the things that I struggled with this year. I struggled with a lot of like imposter syndrome and a lot of doubt and a lot of things that I'm thankful, you know, that therapy exists to help me work through it. And I just had to really learn and get clear on, you know, one, sometimes you may feel like you're not being heard. You may feel like your engagement is low. You may feel like you're alone, but there is always someone watching. And there is definitely someone out there in this world, if not multiple people out there in this world, who needs what you have to offer. So don't think, you know, you're showing up consistently and you're always going to just be talking to yourself. I promise that's not how it works. Some of my best supporters, the people who show up for me, the people who purchase my products, the people who, you know, are always sending me great testimonials and are eager to learn from me, are the people who don't necessarily, you know, comment on my Instagram posts or don't necessarily, you know, outwardly share my podcast episodes. So don't think that people aren't listening, because I promise you there is always someone listening. And then two, one of the things I had to get really clear on is that if the only thing keeping you going is the praise of other people, then you really need to reevaluate why you're doing what you're doing. So if the only reason you are building this brand, launching this service, coaching women, writing this book is because you want the praise of others or you really want that validation from other people, then you really need to sit down and reevaluate why you're doing what you're doing, because people aren't always going to be praising you. People, I feel like 9 times out of 10 will put you down before they actually praise you. So if that's the only thing that's keeping you going, if that's the only reason why you're really in entrepreneurship, then either you need to reevaluate why you're doing what you're doing and you need to, you know, connect with like a deeper purpose or a deeper mission, or maybe entrepreneurship isn't for you. So just knowing that I don't necessarily need people to always be like, you got this, Alicia, you know, you're doing it, you're awesome. While that is great, and I definitely don't want to say that that isn't a great feeling to have, that shouldn't be the only thing that you are hoping on or like landing on when you're out there growing your business. So again, one of the big things that I have learned this year is that you have to keep showing up. Even if you feel no one is listening, even if you feel like you're just constantly repeating yourself, even if you're showing up in the most imperfect way possible, you're still showing up. You're still building that consistency muscle. And the only way that you're going to, you know, be successful, the only way that you're going to hit your goals, the only way that you're going to build that engagement and build that following is if you keep showing up. All right, the second lesson that I have learned over this year is focusing on one thing will make your life and business so much easier. And you guys have heard me preaching this on my podcast 10 million times before, like over and over and over again. So I went into this year telling myself that I would put my full focus into growing our membership community, the Low Collective. And as far as like major income streams, so like I wasn't launching any new major projects, I wasn't doing any more courses, like my full focus would go into growing the Low Collective and also serving our current members. So the entire year I worked on only marketing the Low Collective, like 9 times out of 10, that was like my call to action in my content, and also just refining our community, refining our process just to make it even better for our new members and also our existing members. So over the course of this year, I have niched down, which I will talk about next. I completely revamped our signature course inside the community, which is Purpose to Service. I added on more monthly events and even moved us over to a new custom community platform. So focusing on just the membership, I was a little bit nervous because I'm like, what if it doesn't work? You know, I have all of these other ideas that I want to put out into the world, but something just kept telling me, focus. Just focus on this one thing. And I had friends, shout out to Monique, who was like, just focus on this one thing. So I'm glad I listened, because at the time of recording this, we now have about 82 members in the Low Collective. And I don't think we would have been able to reach that number had I been all over the pace with what I wanted to offer, or been all over the place with my focus and trying to market and create and launch all of these different types of things. I don't think we will be so close to hitting 100 members as we are right now. So focusing on one thing has definitely, I feel like, changed my business for the better. It has made marketing easier. It has made creating content easier. It has made just overall, like, my messaging has become so much easier because I'm literally just focused on one thing. So as far as life, I've mentioned before that one of my favorite books from this year has been The One Thing by Gary Keller, and it has completely transformed the way that I schedule my day. So back in March, when daycare shut down and I then had a new toddler at home with me while I was also trying to run a business, I really struggled because I felt like I was all over the place. I felt like there wasn't enough time in the day, you know, trying to balance. I have this toddler who is up and running now and full of energy, and then I also have this growing business that needs my attention and still needs to be nurtured, still needs to be cultivated. I felt very frustrated with the lack of time that I felt like I had. But after reading that book, it like just sent off like a light bulb in my head. It was like I was literally making my life a lot harder than it should have been because I was trying to do all the things. So after reading the book, I was able to just get really clear on what my ultimate goal is and like what is the one thing that I really want to focus on, which is growing and really cultivating our membership community, the Low Collective, which then helped me when it came to scheduling my day. So each day I would literally just plan out one main task that would help me to get closer to my ultimate goal. So one thing, and in the book he talks about, you know, this should be your one priority after, you know, self-care. This should be like your one priority in that you can't go on to anything else or do anything else unless you accomplish this one thing. So going into each of my days or going into my days saying, okay, I just got to do one thing. If I can do this one thing, then I can move on to something else if I have time, or if I can complete this one thing right now, then I'm good for the rest of the day. So I would wake up at like 5 o'clock before my daughter would wake up, and I would literally complete that one thing, which it made me feel like a load was lifted off of like my shoulders. I felt a lot more freer. I felt a lot less crunch for time. And I also was a lot more productive because the one thing that I was focusing on was the thing that was most important in my business. And it also was the thing that was going to help me to get closer to hitting my ultimate goal. So while I wasn't, you know, putting all of my focus on all of these different areas, again, I was fully into the one thing that was going to have the biggest impact. And it truly transformed how I went about my days. It transformed my whole attitude about the position that we were in, you know, being in a pandemic and having my daughter home and trying to juggle and manage a business and take care of a household. Like, it completely transformed all of that. And I promise you, just that one mindset shift and that one shift in how I planned my day was a game changer. So thankful that I had the guts for this year to just focus on one thing, because it has truly transformed the way that I run my business and also how I just live like my everyday life. All right, so the third lesson that I have learned from 2020 is don't be afraid to niche down as far as possible. So I shared here a few months ago that one of the big changes that I was making in my brand and more specifically in the Low Collective was niching down even further. So before, the Low Collective was about helping women entrepreneurs to simply build their business with intention. Inside of the community, I had different courses that they could go through to essentially either get their business started and launched out into the world, or helping them to kind of refine their current business structure. I love that. I love talking about intention. I love talking about building a business around the life you desire, but I just had this urge to want to truly operate in my zone of genius. And The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks is another amazing book that I read this year that helped me to kind of come to this realization. But I really wanted to operate in my zone of genius. Like, I kept feeling like I was only scraping the surface of what I was capable of and like what my potential was. And I knew that I could dig deeper. I knew that I could make a bigger impact on the women who were in the Low Collective. So I went back through all of my old blog posts, you know, I've had since like 2014. I went through like old journals, I prayed about it, and I kept coming back to helping service-based women entrepreneurs. And it's crazy because this is how my brand kind of started out when I really got serious about one-on-one coaching years ago. I really focused on helping like other coaches and other consultants and other designers to really help them to like build their brand. And I felt really connected to that. It was like, this is where I started. This is my thing. This is like what I get excited about. I love coaching. I love showing other people, you know, how to coach. I love being able to take them through my framework of building their service-based business. So that was one of the reasons why I decided to like niche down the community to specifically helping service-based women entrepreneurs to create and launch their signature service offer. So again, helping women entrepreneurs to do their one thing or get clear on their one thing, but also teaching them how to manage their client load without the stress and more intention. So still bringing that intention piece in. And I wanted to talk about the managing the client part because that's a part of my story as well. So I've talked about before how, you know, I experienced burnout in my one-on-one coaching practice and how it was because, you know, I was trying to do all the things. I was trying to market, you know, I was taking on way too many clients. And that's one of the big issues I also hear a lot of service-based entrepreneurs struggle with, is that they don't have any boundaries around their clients, which means they are now burning out, or they're not pricing themselves correctly, which means they're taking on way too many clients at one time and eventually they'll burn out. So I wanted to also really dig deep into how can you manage your client load? How can you still do that service-based work, make good money, but also not burn yourself out? So I really wanted to mold and shape the Low Collective after that, because that's where, again, my experience is in. That's where I feel like my zone of genius is in. And that's also a big chunk of my current story. So once I got clear on that and I put it out into the world, y'all, creating content is like a breeze. Literally had ideas on ideas coming off the head. Marketing has been a lot easier. The way I'm positioning myself and my message has been so much easier. And I'm really excited to see in 2021 how I can now take this message and take this purpose and kind of use it to continue to spread the word of how can you build this service-based business with intention by focusing on one thing and better managing your clients. So niching down has been by far one of the best decisions I have made this year. So if you are thinking about going deeper, I highly suggest it. I'm talking about digging deeper until you feel like you can't go anymore. And honestly, even for myself, I feel like I could still go a little bit deeper. Right now, I'm still like working out the kinks and making sure that, you know, everything is kind of running smoothly. But I still feel like at some point I could dive even deeper into what I do and who I help. All right, so the fourth and last lesson that I have learned from 2020 is that you cannot do this alone. So I think 2020 has been this year where I have learned that I need people more than ever. And I need people not only because we're in a pandemic and life is crazy right now, but also because I can't hold the weight of my emotions. I can't hold the weight of my brand and my life and all these thoughts in my head. I can't hold those into myself anymore. So one of the things that I have done this year is, one, hired a therapist and got serious about therapy. One of the things I've learned about myself is that with like anxiety and with depression is that I hold so much in because I don't know necessarily how to articulate it. You know, how do I say this? So hiring a therapist has definitely helped. I mean, I can already tell, and I'm a few months in from like working with her, I can already just tell how I'm still anxious, but it's not like debilitating, or like I still get these depressed moments, but I'm not like struggling to get out of bed. So seriously, just having someone that you can feel like you can freely talk to, who can also provide that like educated, experienced advice back of like how to actively get through some of the things that you're experiencing, has been so incredibly helpful. And I'm so thankful to have found a therapist that I feel like listens and truly cares about like what I have going on. So therapist, definitely somebody I needed this year. Another thing is I needed family. So I've leaned more on my incredible husband more than I probably ever had this year. We're both working from home. So he has been really awesome at like saying, okay, you can go work now. I'm kind of done with my meetings. I'll take the baby so that you can get some work done. And us like balancing her back and forth has been really, really helpful for like my mental state and also the state of my business, because I don't feel like all the weight of parenting is on me. I don't feel like all the weight of our daily like life here at home has been on me. So I'm super thankful to have an incredible husband who has helped me through this craziness that has been 2020. Also super thankful for like our family. Like we have incredibly supportive family who has been able to like watch River whenever we needed a break, or whenever we just needed to get some work done, or who has just been there to support us just whenever we needed it. So I'm super thankful for family and friends for really showing up for us when we needed it the most this year. And then on the business side, I have weekly meetings, you guys, with the most incredible women entrepreneurs, and I am so happy to have a tribe of women that I can not only talk about life with. Like, y'all, we be on these calls talking about clip-ins, talking about what we're buying at, like, the store, what we're getting for gifts. Like, we talk about it all, but I can also talk with them about business as well. And in these spaces that I'm in, I feel so supported. I feel so encouraged. I feel a lot less alone. And I'm learning that, like, you can't go into business, you can't go into life thinking you can do it all yourself. You cannot hold the weight of all of that yourself. And I've learned more and more and more this year that I truly need people, and that I need to get out of this bubble of, like, I want to be by myself at all times. Like, I can't be in that bubble. So this year has definitely put me in the right places with some of the most incredible women that I'm so thankful for in my business and also in my personal life as well. So those are the four biggest lessons that I have learned in 2020. So as far as what 2021 will look like, I am definitely going to be still fully focusing on the Low Collective. We just added on an option for those who are needing a little bit deeper coaching or wanting a little bit more guidance. So now, in addition to the community side, which is more of a DIY, do-it-yourself side, where you can go in and take the course and kind of go at your own pace, we also have added on an accelerator side, which is going to help women entrepreneurs who want a little more coaching, who want a little more guidance through the course, and who are wanting, like, that active feedback from me. So we just added on that accelerator option, which I'm super, super excited about. But for 2021, that is going to be, like, pretty much my big focus. Also, next year, I want to continue working on the Living Over Existing book. So I released the Living Over Existing book years ago, which is kind of how this whole brand happened. And I've been feeling the itch and the call to really update the book, since I have learned so much about mindset and I've experienced so much about mindset over the past few years since the book was originally published. So one of my goals too is to slowly start working back on that book again. I'm not putting in, you know, a hard deadline on it. I'm not, like, you know, forcing myself to be done at a certain time. I really feel like God is telling me to write. So I want to be active in that calling and just writing and waiting for him to let me know what I should be doing next. And to be real with you, I have heard that call all of 2020, but I haven't really sat down to make it happen, you know, because 2020 has been a year. And as far as me, I feel like I had to do a lot of learning and going through what I needed to experience mentally in order to be able to come out on the other side and write about it. So I don't feel like I'm in the best position to talk about some of the new topics I want to add into the book, but I do know that I need to be obedient. So I'll be kind of working on that behind the scenes. But yeah, those are, like, the really major things that I'll be working on in 2021. I'm setting some big goals for, like, the growth of the Low Collective. I'm setting some goals for the business overall, for, like, people I want to bring into our team. I'm setting some really scary revenue goals, which is terrifying, but I'm really excited to see what this new year is going to bring. I feel like 2020 was all about laying the foundation, planting the seeds. And I do feel like 2021 is going to be the year where I can reap what I have sown. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to going into the new year. So not much is changing, just kind of elevating and taking what I've already doing, just figuring out how I can maximize that as much as possible. All right, you guys. So this is actually going to be our last episode for 2020. It has been an incredible year full of incredible episodes, but I am going to take some much needed time off because your girl is tired. And I'm also going to spend some time, hopefully, getting ahead on content. So recording more interviews to have ready at the beginning of the year, creating more resources, and really just creating a solid plan that I can follow going into 2021. So Thank you guys for listening to this podcast another year. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, for engaging with me, for sharing your favorite episodes. I am so thankful for each and every one of you. And I will see you guys in 2021. If you love this episode, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on the Apple Podcast app. You can also share your favorite episodes with me over on Instagram at LivingOverExisting. I love seeing screenshots of your favorite episodes. And if you're looking to connect with us further, every single Sunday in our newsletter, The Weekly 3, we send out one affirmation, one podcast, and one article designed to help you have the best week ever. You can sign up now by heading over to livingoverexisting.com/newsletter.